This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
With Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll have already had the conversation at some level about how do you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD compatible software for your practice and clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So, Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers Podcast, freeagent.com/AIP, and they can book that consultation today. Welcome to this week's expert interview, and I'm delighted to have with me today the legend that is Will Farnell. Hello, Will.
Hello, Rob. How are you doing this fine afternoon?
Fantastic. And Will, give us in 60 seconds the journey that's got to you to where you are.
60 seconds, that's a challenge. I left college, set up a record shop, managed bands, had a time in my life, made absolutely no money, loved being self-employed, decided that I wanted to be a management consultant. One of the ways to do that was to qualify as an accountant. So I did that and joined PricewaterhouseCoopers, as it was back then, where I worked as an efficiency and process improvement consultant. But during the time that I was qualifying, a friend of mine and I said, when we qualify, we'll get practicing certificates and we'll set up an accounting firm. And I did that in about 2007, left PwC and set up Farnell Clark. And I had the advantage of not having trained in practice. So I had no preconceptions about how to run an accounting firm, which meant that I set my firm up from a client perspective. I put myself in the shoes of the client and said, if I'm buying accountancy services, what are the things that are important to me? And that influenced the way we spoke, the tone, the service delivery methodology. And I had a fairly big vision that I wanted to change the way professional services were delivered and perceived by users of those professional services. And technology was a big thing in 2007. And we became probably the first 100% cloud practice globally back in 2009. Technology has been fundamental to our growth alongside the way that we've delivered services. And it's led us to be in a firm of about 65 people now.
You wrote the book, The Digital Firm. What prompted you to write it?
I learned a huge amount growing my firm in terms of what worked, what didn't work with technology. And I did a lot of the things I did because I wanted to make a difference to the clients that we served. And I got to the point where I felt that with the clients that we were looking after as a firm, we were doing right by those clients. And it was almost, how can I now help other accountancy firms help their clients in the way that we were able to help our clients by utilizing technology effectively in our business.
So what is a digital firm, Will? Is there a proper definition? Because I guess if I asked 100 accountants, I'd get 101 different answers.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think that because I wrote the book, my definition is the definitive one.
Obviously.
But for me, a digital firm is a practice that utilizes the perfect mix of technology and people to deliver first-class services to clients effectively and efficiently through maximum levels of automation. And we can almost break that down into a couple of key areas. Firstly, that it's not just about technology. It's no good having the best technology if you've got people that won't use it, can't use it, don't want to use it. And the second really important bit is how do we use that blend of people and technology to do better by the clients that we serve? And if we get those things working, we're naturally going to have automation, which will instinctively drive efficiency and effectiveness.
And what's driving the adoption of digital and cloud technology in accounting firms?
If we go back kind of 5 years ago, it was largely clients. So it would be those kind of tech-savvy millennial business owners that saw a better way of doing things and almost went to the accountants and said, hey, I've seen this Xero, I've seen this QuickBooks thing, and actually we'd like to use that. Can we do that? And the accountants would say, oh, yeah, of course you can. And then they'd go off and do the research and say, what's this Xero thing? Now we're seeing competition is going to drive some of the adoption. The fact that you can't not recognize what other firms like us and some of our peers are doing in terms of the way we're transforming the way we deliver services, the services that it enables us to deliver for clients, and most importantly, what I think is kind of the greater level experience that we deliver based on what we can do by being much closer to the client, much closer to the data. And then, of course, there's the government agendas that keep getting delayed, but they're there nonetheless.
What happened to the firms that dragged their feet on digitalization or digitization, Will, whatever we call it? What's going to happen to them?
The challenge is that most people, and particularly accountants, are generally not positive about change. And that there almost has to be a catalyst. And we saw that very much with COVID. All of a sudden, things that would have taken firms 5-10 years to do, they were able to do in a matter of weeks because there was a major catalyst that created enough threat, fear, drive, whatever term we want to use, to get people to step out of what they would normally do and think differently about what they do and how they do it. And frustratingly for me, HMRC pushing back MTD again, while I understand the rationale and logic behind it, it just creates another opportunity for firms to say, oh, we'd have to worry about that for another 12 months. Mm-hmm. Or, look, we told you it was never going to happen. And actually, we shouldn't be changing because HMRC tell us we have to change. We should be changing because it makes a positive impact on the lives of our clients.
And as well as running a firm now, you have become something of an expert on practice growth. And when you're talking to accountants about that, what are the warning signs or the pain points or the signals that would warrant them to say, let's get Will Farnell in here?
When it comes to firm growth, I've always said it's really easy to grow an accounting firm.
Right.
What's much harder is scaling an accounting firm. So often in accounting firms, the principals are too involved in the client relationships. And we see accounting firms run as accounting practices rather than accounting businesses. And if you want to scale, you've got to be able to step away from that delivery. Some of the challenges I wrote about in my book was how do you start to step away? How do you remove yourself from the business so that the value is in the business and not in you as the individual? So challenges with deploying technology, challenges with team structure are the things that generally get firms coming to talk to me. They think they want help with technology, and because I wrote a book about being a digital firm, so the conversation starts with, yeah, I'm kind of using these tools, but I'm not really doing it effectively. I want help with that. But almost without fail, where we end up focusing when I start working with firms is vision and values is always number one. So many firms don't have that understanding of the why they're doing what they're doing. What is it that makes them different from everybody else? And then how do we build a structure that enables us to deliver on our why? And the technology bit's kind of then the secondary bit. So once you've got the why and you've got the structure, you can then start to think about the other components. I have what I call a digital firm wheel. And within that, we look at things like pricing and process and technology and culture.
I'm very passionate about the client experience, Will. You talk about it a lot. What for you defines a good client experience?
I think we have to think about what we mean by client experience. And for me, it's always been about how do we make a client feel? And that's quite a difficult thing, again, for people to get their head around. So
well, that's emotions, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in the early days of my firm, we were doing things that nobody else was in terms of the way we worked with clients and so on. And we'd get clients kind of posts on Twitter as I left our office, just had a meeting with the accountant. Never knew it could be so much fun meeting with your accountant.
Okay.
And that demonstrates to me that we've had an emotional connection with that client. So I spend so much of my time trying to get my team to think about putting themselves in the shoes of the client. Is the wording in the email the right wording?
Yeah.
Should you be picking the phone up? You're on the receiving end. How does it make you feel? And I think if we think about client relationships in that way, then we start to make progress with client experience.
How does technology play a part in the client experience?
For us, the first point is about increasing that touch point. So the technology enables us to do things like daily bookkeeping with clients. So it means we've got 600 or so business clients. We do bookkeeping for 60% of them. So that means that 60% of those 600 are getting a client touch point once a week from the team. It might be chasing missing information, but it's a touch point nonetheless. My first employee in my firm was somebody to do payroll, but I recruited somebody to send a pay slip to every client every month because it created a touch point.
Yeah.
And the client would come back and say, hey, Vicky, thanks for the pay slip. Oh, by the way, can you help with this?
Starts a conversation, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We didn't have the technology tools back then that we have now. So it's about how do we deploy technology with the right people, with the right process to enable us to have better quality conversations with clients and make them feel great about working with us as a firm.
This has been brilliant. Well, if people want to have a conversation with you about the great things that you do, what's a good way for them to reach you?
Certainly connect with me on LinkedIn. My own website is willfarnell.com. Feel free to take a look at what we're doing as a firm at Farnell Clark. And if you're into your tech, appadvisoryplus.com.
Great. And as a final word, Will, what would you say to the accounting leaders listening that know they need to be moving into the digital world? Maybe they're dragging people behind them, trying to get the culture right, trying to increase the value of the firm. Put into a few words your call to action for them.
Start with the why, start with the vision, focus on clients, and everything else will follow. So in my digital firm wheel, client experience is the hub of the wheel. If we look after our clients and we have clarity over what it is we're trying to do, the rest will come, but we have to be clear on where we want to be as a business.
Will Farnell, that's been brilliant. Thank you so much for your time and your insights today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.